The waters, with a dedication for whoever thirsts, and an epigraph from the Book of Psalms, which says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? The waters. 1. Today I would be water, standing, unblinking, still enough to play back every shiver of a passing across and through me. Today I would be water, sweeping all before me, muscling through gutters, rattling windows. Today I would be water. 2. A house of waters, of weeping and again weeping and the washing of weeping, of cloths and basins and alabaster jars, jars of ointment and jars storing tears, of a slow line waiting to write a name on a white stone and leave it with the others, a registry of waters. 3. What the sky wants to form, we don't know, but that it throws wind, drops rain, and we are ourselves suddenly found pushing into the air. This tear, I don't know what it forms, but undwelling. The water vase tipped over, cracked, suddenly nameless. 4. I stand in the road. I hear the drains, their ecstasies of rain swelling the world's body. A voice that is stopped, subtracted, makes my tears. I hope to move soon through the clean air after rain, freshened with birds singing. I stand in the road. 5. What tears water, a date or a distance, pitches us wildly from wanting to not wanting it fresh and customary, which is some work. But there is more, picked up only when worked out, something fresh but new, like one June morning, the pond powering up a single yellow flag. 6. Terry Riley's down the line from L.A. As the sky gets black with the rain, they say will fall heavily, slash, stroke, oblique virgule. He says, a standpoint of supplication. He says, whenever you're limited by something, you look more deeply into it to find out what's there. And so we look into ends to know those who made them.